This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine has denied that Russian forces control the small salt mining town of Soledar, where fierce battles rage. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Moscow's defense ministry said airborne units had cut off Soledar from the north and south. And the mercenary group Wagner, which has spearheaded the assault, said on Tuesday it now controlled the small salt mining town despite pockets of Ukrainian resistance in the center. But Ukraine's military denied Soledar had fallen and said its defensive lines had not been breached. Victory in Soledar would have symbolic, military and commercial value for Moscow after battlefield setbacks in recent months, and provide a base to intensify attacks on Bakhmut.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Six people were stabbed in a Paris train station with the attacker shot by police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
After arriving at the scene, France's interior minister said the suspect had attacked several people with a bladed weapon at around 6:43 a.m., adding the unnamed assailant was between life and death in hospital after being shot. Officials say several passengers and a border police officer were among the wounded. The officer had been stabbed in the back but was saved by a bulletproof vest. Another one of the victims was seriously wounded in the shoulder blade and was taken for emergency treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peru was rocked by further unrest Wednesday as demonstrators blocked roads and held mass funerals for those killed in violent protests that have gripped the country as the United States called for restraint on both sides. 40 people in total have died in a month of protests demanding the departure of President Dina Boluarte, who took over after the ouster and arrest of her predecessor Pedro Castillo.